Tim, it's looking like deja vu down under in Australia. The defending men's and women's champions in Melbourne, Novak Djokovic of Serbia and Serena Williams of the United States, are both only one victory away from lifting the trophy again. The top-seeded Djokovic defeated Swiss rival Roger Federer in four sets on Thursday. The final score from Melbourne Park, 6-1, 6-2, 3-6, and 6-3. Djokovic will play the winner of Friday's semifinal between Milos Raonic of Canada and Andy Murray of Britain. Meanwhile, in women's action Thursday, Serena Williams eliminated Agnieszka Radwanska of Poland in straight sets, 6-love and 6-4. If she wins her seventh Australian Open singles title, Serena will tie the now-retired German Steffi Graf with 22 Grand Slam championships, the most by any player, male or female, in the modern era. And for our VOA tennis fans keeping score, Roger Federer holds the record on the men's side with 17 Grand Slam singles titles. In the women's final in Australia, Serena Williams will play seventh-seeded German Angelique Kerber, who beat Britain's Johanna Konta 7-5 and 6-2 on Thursday. Now let's go to Rwanda, where football fans are looking forward to the quarterfinals at the African Nations Championship Tournament. There will be two quarterfinals on Saturday and two more on Sunday. In the first quarterfinal Saturday, Rwanda will host the Democratic Republic of Congo, which won the inaugural competition in 2009 in Kigali. And that will be followed by a match between Cameroon and Ivory Coast in Butare, Rwanda. In the first quarterfinal on Sunday, 2011 champion Tunisia will take on Mali in Kigali, and that will be followed by a game between Zambia and Guinea in Gisenyi, Rwanda. Remember, VOA football fans, this tournament, also called CHAN, is for locally based players in Africa. Franklin Byern is the editor of Cameroon's This Is Sports newspaper. In a phone interview from Yaoundé with my VOA colleague James Buddy, Franklin said he's giving high marks to Cameroon's local coach.
Matin Tungumpile, who was former assistant coach of the Indomitable Lions before Wokefinke had other assistants named Jonker Bonaventure and Alexander Belinda, who are the ones in charge of the team on an interim basis now. Yes, Tungumpile is a Cameroonian and is leading this team, and we are proud that he's doing so well.
So is the question being asked in Yaoundé and all over Cameroon whether this Cameroonian, who is doing very well, can he move up to coach the Indomitable Lions?
Of course, because already there's been a strong, there's been a loud call among a huge segment of the population here, football fans back in the country, wondering why we can't have a Cameroonian coaching our team. We've had Jean-Paul Akuno, for example. We've had Jun Nyonga lead Cameroon to qualify Cameroon to competition, and then at the verge of it, an expatriate is appointed. Jun Nyonga led the team in 1996 Africa Cup of Nations in South Africa, but he didn't get the support from the authorities that expatriate coaches get. Now, in 2000, Akuno Jean-Paul led the Cameroon team to the Olympic Games, and we won the gold medal. And that was the first time Cameroon was winning a high-level competition on the world stage. Back home in competition, he was appointed to lead the Indomitable Lions, but a segment of the Cameroonian population that is still not used to the idea of having a Cameroonian at the head of the team did not receive Akuno's appointment very well. Especially, they still had a romance with the French coach at the time, Pierre Lechange, and Akuno was fired shortly afterwards. Akuno Jean-Paul came back to head the Cameroon national team and qualified us, leading us to the qualification of the Africa Cup of Nations in Malabo, in Equatorial Guinea. But he was sacked in a very unceremonious manner, still under the notion that a Cameroonian cannot lead the Cameroon national team. There have been strong calls already for a Cameroonian to lead the team. There is, on an interim basis, two Cameroonians, former Indomitable Lions, Junker Bonaventure and Alexander Belinda leading the team on an interim basis since the German was Walter Pinter was fired. But then there is every indication the president made it clear that the next coach will likely be an expatriate. So with the performance of this local home-based national team led by a Cameroonian, a coach of high standing, Matentu Ngumpile, I'm sure the calls for a Cameroonian to lead the team are going to get stronger, and we hope that the authorities can listen to the fans.
That's Franklin Byern, the editor of Cameroon's This Is Sports newspaper, and Franklin spoke from Yaoundé with my VOA colleague, James Buddy. In more African football news, a goal poacher for the Foxes of Leicester has been honored in his Algerian homeland. Picking up the story, here's Marco Uma.
In Algeria, winger Riyad Mahrez is the 2015 Golden Ball Award winner. Mahrez was voted Algeria's best football player by the country's Premier League team captains, coaches and club presidents, the national team coach and captain, along with the Algerian media. Other awards were presented to the Algerian team that won the gold medal at the World Military Games in South Korea, the Algerian team that has qualified for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, and USM Algiers, who were runners-up at the 2015 Orange Africa Champions League. A special honorary award was bestowed on retired Egyptian icon Mohamed Abu Trika for his contribution to African football.
Mates, remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively sunny man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always as thrill, yes, as thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us again this evening for a look at recent African goal-scoring highlights in Europe.
In the English Premier League, good news for all our Nigerian listeners, because Odion Ighalo of Watford is back on the goal trail. He was doing so well coming up to Christmas, but then he had the inevitable drought. It happens to all the great players in the world. I see even Lionel Messi this season. He's not near the top of the Spanish scoring charts at the moment. Ighalo scored against Newcastle. Watford won 2-1, so everybody was happy. And at the moment, Ighalo is just one goal behind the leading English Premier League scorer. That's Jamie Vardy of that sensational leaders, Leicester City. Vardy's got 16 goals and Ighalo's got 15. No African, Sonny, has ever topped the EPL scoring charts. But if this pride of Nigeria keeps this up, he will have a real chance of finishing first. Another regular on the scoring sheet is, of course, Andre Ayew of Swansea. He created a penalty for his side that was converted, and then he himself scored before halftime as Swansea won 2-1 at Everton. There was this amazing match at Norwich in which Liverpool beat Norwich by 5-4. Just watching the goal highlights, I mean, it took almost 45 minutes in itself. There were two Africans on target for Norwich, Diomerci Mbokani from the DR Congo, he scored, and also Sebastian Bassam from Cameroon, he was also on target. And how often, Sonny, in the EPL do you score four goals and finish on the losing side? But that's what Norwich did. And, you know, with Liverpool, you just don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, they recently were involved in this six-goal drawn thriller with Arsenal, and now they win this game against Norwich. They concede four goals, and they still collect 3 points. It's not very often you do that in the EPL. In Germany, Sonny, I guess the headline news is that just for once, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the African Footballer of the Year, did not score, but his club, Borussia Dortmund, nevertheless won 3-1 away to Borussia Mönchengladbach. There were two African scorers, and they both came in the match between Schalke and Werder Bremen. The Nigerian Uja scored for Werder Bremen in the 3-1 victory, and the Schalke consolation goal came from the Cameroonian Matip. Looking at Spain, Sonny, the leading African scorer, although he was not on target at the weekend, is Cedric Bakambu. Now, he's a person we've been flagging regularly on the Sunny Side Sport, one to watch. He was born in France, but his parents come from DR Congo, and he's already been capped several times at senior level by the Congolese. And he's got 8 goals, but he is some way behind the leaders. And the leaderboard looks like this. 18 goals, Suarez from Barcelona. 17, Benzema of Real Madrid. And then 16, Ronaldo of Real Madrid and Neymar of Barcelona. Talk about a star-studded top of the scoring chart. And then as you meander down to 11 goals, Sonny, there is a certain Lionel Messi from Barcelona. It's not often that you find him trailing by 7 goals in the scoring chart.
Not very often, David. That's our football guru, David Legg, comment.